Today we have a video presentation about vibrant ministries appeal. So a shorter reflection about the readings we heard. The central focus of today's theme is prayer, but it also deals with pride, humility, and the role of grace in our salvation. The first reading from Sirach is a perfect companion to the gospel parable. The writer talks about the prayer of the lowly piercing the clouds to reach the unseen throne of God. Such prayers are heard because they come from the hearts of people who know how much they need God. In the second reading, Paul, a former Pharisee, humbly acknowledges his work as accomplished by the grace of God, and he thanks God for enabling him to fight a good battle, to run a good race, while keeping his faith intact and proclaiming it. In today's gospel parable, Jesus reminds us that God hears the prayers of those who approach him in humility with a repentant heart. God did not hear the prayer of the Pharisee because he exalted himself. The tax collector's prayer, "A God, be merciful to me, a sinner," was heard because he humbled himself, acknowledging his sins and requesting God's mercy and compassion. Once, two friends met after a long time. The one who stopped going to the church said to the one still going to the church, "I never attend church because they are all hypocrites." The other friend who attends church regularly replied, "You are more than welcome at any moment to the church. There is always room for one more hypocrite." Dear friends, the life message that we are invited to learn, let us evict the Pharisee and revive the publican in each of us. We become the proud Pharisee when we boast about our achievements, giving no credit to God. When we seek praise and recognition from others for our accomplishments, and when we degrade others with insensitive comments, hurting their feelings. In today's gospel, Jesus challenges us to imitate the humble tax collector by acknowledging our total dependence to God and his grace for all our achievements and blessings, by confessing to God daily our sinfulness and asking for his pardon and forgiveness, by praying for God's continued daily support through his grace and for his strengthening through the daily anointing and of his Holy Spirit living within us, and by becoming more sensitive to the needs and the feelings of others, serving them as best as we can. Let us also include all the necessary ingredients in our prayers. Our personal prayers must include our request for pardon and forgiveness for our sins, thanksgiving for the numerous blessings we receive daily from God, praise and worship, surrendering of our life and all our activities completely and unconditionally to God, acknowledging our weakness and total dependence on Him, and finally, presenting our needs and petitions, accompanied by the fervent request for God's strengthening in our weakness and temptations, by the daily anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray every day. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.